Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The biggest names in the business are friends of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends, and Nick and Femi. Better bet. You should bet. No, you better bet now. You better bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, mostly devoted to the American Football Conference, with Buffalo's big comeback win in New England over the Patriots, why the Red Sea seems to have parted for them, both literally and figuratively, with the Chiefs eliminated from the postseason. Femi likes the Denver Broncos. I'm pretty hot right now on the Houston Texans, but not ready to plant my flag yet on an AFC winner. But I think we know who the teams are going to be in the postseason, just who's going to win the AFC North. A fascinating group of quarterbacks for Josh Allen and company to try to navigate. Going to be an awesome, awesome AFC postseason. Also got into the NFC, where the Rams look to me like the best team in the league and a deserved favorite right now to win the Super Bowl. And I think their biggest competition right now in the conference, the team that eliminated them last year in the snow on divisional weekend, the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, baby. This hour on the show, Femi and I will get into Philip Rivers and his performance yesterday in Indianapolis and why, I'm being sincere here, I think he's like the third or fourth biggest story to come out of that game with the Colts and the Seahawks. We'll talk about that, and we will get into the college football playoff, our early bets for Alabama, Oklahoma, Miami A&M, and the rest of the first round coming up this weekend. Power Hour Final Hour will feature all our bets for tonight, including Monday Night Football, Dolphins and Steelers, and our early looks, leans, thoughts, and bets for Week 16 in the National Football League. But we'll start this hour with a postmortem on the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought about it yesterday in the moment, and I think, you know, if you listen to the show or watch the show for long enough, I think you can tell I have a pretty solid understanding of the history of the National Football League. And I'm probably being a little bashful when I put it like that. Like, I know my NFL history inside and out. I absolutely love it. So when the Chiefs lose and get eliminated yesterday, lose to the Chargers, eliminated from the postseason, we're not even at Christmas week yet, and the Chiefs are out. And my first thought is, I think this is the most disappointing regular season in the history of the NFL. It passed the smell test for me when I first thought it. And I've thought more about it. And there are a lot of other bad regular seasons you can talk about. I'll give you one from recent memory that went a different way. If you wanted to say, just to use an example, the 2023 Philadelphia Eagles, who started 10-1 and then collapsed down the stretch, made the playoffs but lost the wild card round on the road in Tampa. Like, that's a disappointing regular season, right? The dream team Philadelphia Eagles. Dream team. With Vince Young and Nnamdi Asamoah and company. That absolutely flamed out. There are a ton of examples over the years where you can say, this team had big-time expectations. Femi in the chat writes the 2008 Cowboys. Coming off 13-3 season in 07, losing obviously to my Giants and the Terrell Owens-Tony Romo, that's my quarterback game. Huge expectations in 08, and Wade Phillips doesn't make it to the end of the year. Jason Garrett takes over as the interim coach, and they get annihilated by the Eagles at the end of the season. There are a lot of disappointing seasons in NFL history. I think this one takes the cake. Given the expectations, given the past run of form, this isn't making it to the wild card rounds and losing in embarrassing fashion. This isn't getting to week 18, or at the time, week 17, and getting blown out by a rival and getting knocked out of the playoffs on the season's final day. This is, you are eliminated in an expanded 7-team postseason. You are eliminated on December 14th with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. It's the kind of thing that should be impossible to happen. And while we're doing talking history on the show, a lot of people are drawing the corollary between this Chiefs season and 2008 New England, right? It's the same year for Brady and Mahomes, year 9, both tear their ACL, both knocked out for the season. Okay, the big difference between that Patriots season was Brady tore his ACL in week 1 against Bernard Pollard and the Chiefs, coincidentally. Mahomes tore his in week 15. The Patriots went 11-5 with Matt Castle at quarterback and lost the AFC East on a technicality on a tiebreaker to Tony Sparano, Chad Pennington, and the Miami Dolphins. They went 11-5. They did not go. They weren't 6-8. They weren't going to finish under 500. No. They went 11-5. This is not even, it's just, okay, same year, same injury. That's it. Nowhere else does this hold water. Well, both didn't make the playoffs. One went 11-5. Stop it. I don't want to hear that. Nonsense. The crazy thing about this Chiefs season to me, and it started to come to roost for me last Sunday night against the Texans, and then really yesterday on Sunday against the LA Chargers. We're throughout this, and I want you to think about this also. You, the person listening, you, the person watching the show right now, as it concerns the Chiefs. Where the Chiefs had kind of, for me at least, I'm guessing for you, assumed the mantle of the new England Patriots. Where no matter what's happening in the game, how many points they're down by, no matter what the adversity is, it's like John Cena in his Super Cena days. He's overcome the odds again. You felt like the Chiefs were going to win. You always felt like they were going to win. Last Sunday night against the Texans, when they didn't get that 4th-and-1, when Andy Reid went for it and they didn't get it at 10-10, and the Texans took a 13-10 lead, I'm thinking to myself, like, they're done. Maybe not overall, but I think they're going to lose this game. What a sobering thought that is. And think about, like, regardless of your rooting interest, you have this dynastic team this team that like always wins. And when they don't win, they lose in overtime of the AFC Championship game or in the Super Bowl. Like, that's how they lose.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And now to think they're going to lose a Sunday night game as a, you know, 5-point, whatever it closed against the Texans in week 15. And at the end of the game yesterday against the Chargers, this is even before Mahomes got hurt, I didn't think they were going to win. I was pretty confident they weren't. And I thought the broadcast did an excellent job. And if you were watching on Red Zone, Scott Hansen was talking about it, where if everything holds, if all the results hold, Buffalo wins, Jacksonville wins, etc., and the Chiefs lose, Kansas City's out. In that moment, I'm thinking, okay, like, once Buffalo wins and Jacksonville's up by a million on the Jets, like, they're out. Like, they're going to lose. They're going to lose this game. And they lost. And to add insult to injury, and this might be the ultimate, seriously, because that phrase gets used a lot. It's a great phrase, insult to injury. Has there ever been a greater example of insult to injury in the history of the world than what happened to the Chiefs? Like, not just are you knocked out of the playoffs, but you lose Mahomes to a torn ACL. Not in week one like Tom Brady. In December. And we have no idea if he's going to be available for week one next year. No idea. Now, Femi and I can have a conversation next hour on, can Gardner Minshew and the Chiefs cover a three-point spread on the road in Tennessee? We can talk about that. And I think the Chiefs will be a really fun team to discuss this offseason, right? Who's the quarterback going to be? Like, maybe it's Minshew, maybe it's somebody else. I don't know. And can Andy, because we're on a first-name basis, can Andy Reid coach this team up if Mahomes is out for any period of time, keep things afloat? You would think Mahomes will, if he's not back for week one, you'd think he'd be back in September or October, right? But how's this going to go? It's all really interesting. But that's all a story for February and beyond. Because right now, there can only be one thing to say about this season. Epic disappointment. And I don't want to hear anyone say, well, they lost the Super Bowl hangover. They lost the Super Bowl to the Bucs and came back and went right back to the AFC Championship game. Like, I'm not interested in the Super Bowl hangover. This is just, I don't know if they got old. I don't know if they're lacking talent. They probably are. The offensive line didn't play well. Got a lot of injuries. A lot of variants went against them. Whatever it is, it's an epic failure. And I'm Mr. Chief this year telling you that. I lost money on Kansas City. It is what it is. You move on in the world of life and in the world of sports betting, obviously. So I have to turn the page now. There's no more next time. There's no more chances. It's over. So I can put this chapter to bed, find a new horse to ride, and call a spade a spade. It's the single most disappointing regular season in the history of the National Football League. You better you bet on this Monday. On the same day, and there's a little bit of, while we're on the history theme here, there's an interesting little bit of synergy here as we approach Super Bowl 60, that the two participants in Super Bowl I, Kansas City and Green Bay, each lose their best player to a torn ACL on the same day. Because Micah Parsons goes down in the fourth quarter trying to rush Bo Nix, done for the year, torn ACL. And it wasn't just Micah Parsons, and we'll see about the severity of these injuries. Christian Watson goes down. Zach Tom, one of their offensive tackles, goes down. Safety Evan Williams goes down. And there's no rest for the weary with the Packers, because it's a short week, and on Saturday night, they will travel to Chicago to play the first-place team in the NFC North. Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, and the Chicago Bears coming off an impressive drubbing of the Cleveland Browns yesterday, 31-3. It sucks to say it. It does. Because whether or not you want to win your bet, or you want to be right with the things you say, you want to be right and you want to win your bet. I guess some people probably don't feel this way. You're like, I don't let this guy get hurt so I can win my money. You don't want it to be as a result of injury, right? Like, no one wants that. What's the case for the Packers now? Like, not to get to the playoffs. Of course, they're going to go to the playoffs. They can win a game. They can win a couple of games. Maybe they win the NFC. I don't think so. The ultimate upside of this team, the ceiling, has been lowered a good amount with the Micah Parsons injury. Now, remember what I said leading up to the Parsons trade, and then kind of how I changed my tune after the trade. So I'm going to remain consistent. Prior to the Parsons trade, what I said is, I don't think the Packers have enough good players. Like, not that they can't win the NFC North or go to the playoffs. That was never what I said. But I thought that they lacked the top-end talent to win the Super Bowl. And then you trade two first-round picks to bring in this alien, one of the best pass rushers in the league, someone that could change your fortunes. Where in a big spot, you know, you're playing the Rams in the postseason. Go sack Matthew Stafford to win the game. The Eagles in the postseason, go sack Jalen Hurts to win the game. The Lions, go sack Jared Goff, which he did this season. Oh, he did it. You had that guy to go get the sack, like a bucket getter in the NBA. Like, you need someone to go win the game for you. Give him the ball, get out of the way. It's Micah Parsons on defense. Go win the game, Micah. And now you don't have that. And I think as a result, to quote the great Randy Jackson, Green Bay Packers winning the Super Bowl, it's a no for me, dog. And it gives me no pleasure to say that. So Kansas City, eliminated. And as far as I'm concerned, the Super Bowl, the Packers, I think, are as good as toast also to win the Super Bowl now. And it sets up. This game is going to do a monster rating on Saturday night when Chicago welcomes in Green Bay. And we are a week and a half, less than 2 weeks removed at the time this game is played from one of the best regular season games of the season, right? With the Packers beating the Bears 28-21 in Lambeau. And now, the team with all the momentum is Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. Initial move in the betting market toward Chicago. This was a juiced 2.5 last night, Green Bay. Now we're at 1.5. Green Bay still favored. You're a Bears better, Bears fan. No excuses. Win the game on Saturday night. Punch Big Brother in the mouth and take over as the big dog on the block in the NFC North. On the other side, Femi and I will talk about all of it. The Bears, the Packers, little Philip Rivers as well. Monday, you better you bet. BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.